For the second year, we're participating in a global journalism collaboration to strengthen coverage of climate change. It's called Covering Climate Now. And in today's segment, are you ready to give up your gas cooktop or switch out your gas-powered heater for an electric heat pump? For years, natural gas has been positioned as a cleaner alternative to coal, and it might be. But government stats show a full third of carbon emissions in this country, a third, come from natural gas. It's used to produce electricity in turbines or to heat homes. Half of all U.S. homes use natural gas for heating and cooking. In fact, 180 million people and 6 million businesses now rely on natural gas. But in the last 2 years, about 40 California towns and cities have banned gas hookups in new construction. Berkeley was the first in 2019. And there are also states, Arizona, Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Tennessee, that have passed laws making it illegal to ban natural gas. So some tension there. Mike Henschen is with the not-for-profit bipartisan Rocky Mountain Institute, where he specializes in decarbonization. Mike, tell us more about these gas emissions.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Robin. So natural gas is a fossil fuel that causes climate change. And those emissions add up. That's about 600 million tons of carbon dioxide emissions every year that come from those sources.
And so talk about how to convert or change this. And is there a messaging problem there? Because people believe that natural gas is actually something that reduces carbon emissions.
So, you know, there's a bit of a perception. If you've seen the garbage truck roll down your street, on the side of the truck, it might say runs on clean burning natural gas. You know, there's some advantages compared to diesel fuel in a truck or compared to coal at a power plant. But at the end of the day, that natural gas is contributing significant carbon pollution that's driving climate change. And what we're looking at as far as alternatives is a switch to electricity, you know, instead of being, you know, a little bit better in terms of emissions compared to coal or oil, electricity can take us all the way to zero.
Well, how do you make that change? We're talking about infrastructure, right? And the U.S. spends billions every year on old pipes or gas infrastructure. Are you saying it's time to say, no, don't rebuild, replace?
Yeah, and there's a couple ways to look at that. When we talk about gas infrastructure, in 2019, gas utilities across the U.S. spent over $20 billion. You know, 10 years earlier, that number was just $5 billion. And some of that's for entirely new systems. If someone's building a whole new neighborhood, that's sort of the easiest one to avoid because it's easiest to build something the right way the first time. But even in cities like Chicago, where the utility is 10 years into a 30-year program to replace every gas line in the city, we're seeing gas rates go up in Chicago. And people are starting to ask this question, are we, you know, sinking another 20 or more years of investment and billions of dollars into a system that's just not compatible with the idea of carbon neutral economy? And so we do have the opportunity, instead of spending that money, to invest it instead in clean energy alternatives, help expand solar and wind and use that to power electric equipment in people's homes and businesses.
Well, what about opponents? We mentioned states that are banning bans on natural gas. There are people who are going to try to protect natural gas. How do you overcome that?
Well, yeah. So we see certainly the folks in the industries that produce and sell gas are opposing efforts to reduce its use. They're in business to sell gas. But we've also got an expansion of the elected leaders who ran on climate in many cases. I mean, we see in the Biden administration's infrastructure plan, a big investment in affordable housing to upgrade existing buildings and help switch them to become zero emissions and, you know, invest in our communities and places where people live.
What do you do about people who love cooking on all cylinders, and they mean gas, people who like to have the flame there? This is a sacred thing to some cooks.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think there's a few things to say there. One is that only about 1 in 3 households in the U.S. has gas cooking. But for those 1/3 who are, There's plenty of alternatives. We see the newer electric induction cooktops consistently getting top marks in things like Consumer Reports when they rate the top 10 cooktops on the market. You see more and more chefs who are talking about it on TV or Instagram or whatever, using electric induction cooktop, and it's got the same or better controllability. You can boil a pot of water more quickly than you can with gas, and it'll take time for people's preferences to shift. But we're also finding that there's other reasons people will make that change, and one of them is health. There's research out there that kids who live in a home with a gas stove are more likely to experience asthma. And I think people are becoming more aware that burning a fuel in the middle of your kitchen is harmful and produces pollution inside your house. So I think we'll see those preferences shift.
Some places like Denver are maybe working their way towards that. They've got a half ban. They allow gas cooking but ban gas heating. Real quick, climate scientists say we have to limit temperature rise to 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit to maintain a livable climate. Where are we now?
Yeah, well, we're well on our way to busting the budget for that. We've already exceeded one, and we've already baked in a certain amount of additional warming because we've put so much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. And, you know, the benchmark we should be thinking about is that we need to cut our emissions in half by 2030 to have a shot at that target. And so if we really want to see the country get on track, if we see big new commitments out of the Biden administration, that's going to rely on burning a whole lot less fossil fuels all across our economy, including in the furnaces in our basements.
And our stovetops. Mike Henschen of the not-for-profit Rocky Mountain Institute, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, among those fighting gas bans is the California restaurant industry. It sued Berkeley, California, only 6 weeks before that town's new ordinance took effect last year. And chefs like Nick Covarrubias are watching closely. He's co-owner of Sun's Edition in San Francisco. He's also opening a new restaurant. Nick, chefs get emotional about gas. How important is it?
Yeah, I mean, gas is sort of the preferred method for years. So yeah, I understand when some chefs are pushing back really hard for certain techniques and certain types of cuisine. Gas is part of the food itself.
Yeah, well, seeing a flame, you know exactly what the heat is. It's so different than seeing a red lit stovetop.
Yeah, right. You're able to get a much quicker reaction than, say, induction burners or electric. And you're able to sort of finesse it a bit more, in my experience.
Well, and what else are you and other chefs considering when it comes to sustainability?
I mean, specifically with electric, when I think of sort of initial problems, to me immediately, of course, living in San Francisco for the last, 20 years, in the recent years, I think about power outages, wildfire, PG&E going down. I worry about, what if the grid goes down? And, what happens if there's rolling blackouts? I get concerned about that kind of stuff because for us, because our cash flow is so, so small and costs are so great here, a bad week, a power outage week could really, really affect from a business side of it. I also worry about the cost. I mean, margins in restaurants are really small, nationwide. And especially in a place like San Francisco, it's just magnified. So the cost of electricity is concerning for me. I know gas is a much cheaper option. And if there's a potential to sort of balance that out, with rebates or whatever. I think, there's certainly an opportunity. And then, also the technique of what we're doing, like you alluded to earlier, live fire cooking is not limitless, but grills or, I think about like wok stations for people who own, say, an Asian restaurant. I'm not aware of anything that can sort of replicate that.
Because woks have to really be heated. If you're using an electric burner, you have to wait for it to cool down if you're turning it down, or heat up if you're heating it up. But we know, and we've just heard about what gas does to the atmosphere. Is there a part of you that wants to be part of this idea of reducing emissions?
Oh, yeah. I mean, 100%. We want to be a part of this because, frankly, I think if pandemic life has taught us anything, being overly rigid, you're not going to last. And I think one of the great things about being in our industry is, restaurant people are survivors, versatile and super quick to adapt. At Sun's Edition, we flipped to accommodate things like to-go orders, delivery platforms. And we did that, you know, within a few weeks. And we understand that we're going to have to adapt and evolve. It's just going to take some sort of mental gymnastics to sort of work around your menu and concept. And if, is it going to affect how many, the number of employees you have, stuff like that? I think that's what's concerning. And I definitely don't want to be on the wrong side of history.
You know, we wish you luck opening a new restaurant in a pandemic and then also wanting to do the right thing and abide by restrictions on gas cooking.
You know, my wife and I talk about this all the time, like trying to balance this thing. You know, it's similar to why you use good meat instead of bad meat. You know, we're always trying to make the right decision, not necessarily even for profitability or anything, just to try and not screw up the world too much.
That's a good goal, a noble goal. Well, everybody in the San Francisco area, go to Sun's Edition there. We've been talking to chef and co-owner Nick Kobaruvius. Nick, thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
So we might have to wean off cooking with gas. And we'll link you to our look at electric heat pumps at hereandnow.org.